everyone. I'm Haley Allam, and this is Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you're a parent new to Luxembourg, then this is the podcast for you. From crèches to crèmes, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising kids and living your best life in the Grand Duchy. Moin, everyone, and welcome to the show. If you are listening to this in real time or real-ish time, then you are aware that the holidays are creeping up on us faster than we probably would like. If you are interested in getting some good karma this holiday season, then this is the episode for you. Today, I am joined by Corinne Koenig, who is the president of the American Women's Club of Luxembourg, and she is here to talk to me all about philanthropy and opportunities to give back to the community this holiday season. We're so fortunate to live in Luxembourg, and chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you've got a lot to be grateful for this holiday season. So she's going to talk about ways that you can get involved, and it's not just giving money. There are many ways to get involved, including time, from everything from tying ornaments to volunteering. So as always, give it a listen and let me know what you think, and I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out to me on social media at Mom Life in Luxembourg, or you can always email me anytime at momlife@rtltoday.lu. Mercy Filmus, and enjoy the show. Hi, Corinne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Haley. How are you?
Nice to see you.
And good to see you, too.
So the purpose of this episode is to gear up for the holiday season, which spans, if you're an American, from Halloween through New Year's Eve, I guess we would say. The American Women's Club was one of the things that I joined right off the bat because I wanted to make friends and because I wanted to do something for my kids for Halloween. I was a little bit nervous about what it was going to be like here. So before we talk about the offerings that the American Women's Club has for the holiday season, I'd like to start this episode like I start them all. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm Corinne Koenig. I am the current president of the American Women's Club of Luxembourg. I have been in Luxembourg for very long, since 1971. I came over as a child. My mom is Luxembourgish, my dad American. They met over here in Luxembourg when my dad was stationed in Spangdahlem. And they moved to the States, and that's where I was born and raised till the age of 10. It was hard coming over, a cultural shock.
I bet, because back then there weren't a lot of English options, right?
No, there weren't. But it gave me a lot of opportunities. Luxembourg gave me the opportunity to learn three different languages, the fourth one when I was way over 40 years old.
Nice.
But I also met my husband over here, the love of my life, married for 43 years now. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Is he Luxembourgish too?
He is Luxembourgish, was former Belgian, but became Luxembourgish already at the age of 19. He was born here and raised here. It was just because his dad had Belgian citizenship, and at that time, citizenship was passed on by the dad's citizenship.
I have a question. So when you came when you were 10, it was Luxembourgish school all the way. Were they teaching you in German at that point, or French, or do you remember?
Oh, I do remember. I came over and had to redo fourth grade, which was a shame as an eighth grade student. It was like, okay, but they had no other teacher in our area that spoke English. So I went to his class and then started off. And
what language?
All languages.
But like, what was your language of instruction for your main class? Because right now, the little ones—
German, French, Luxembourgish. So it was all languages.
At once.
At once. And within 3 years, I passed all the languages, could go on to middle school.
Wow.
Yeah, did great.
What brought your parents back here when you were 10?
My mom wanted to be closer to her family. She started missing them a lot. And then, okay, this would be another opportunity. So that's how we ended over here.
How did you like growing up here?
At first, it was, I must say, I hated it. I'm sorry, but it was like, as a single child, I had no siblings like your boys have, right? It was giving up all of my friends. It was giving up my school. It was giving up my entourage, starting all over. And everybody knows that kids can be cruel. So, and if you don't understand them, it's even harder.
Right. Well, maybe that's a sort of a mercy in disguise.
But I said I managed everything. It realized to appreciate things like we had air conditioning in the States. Coming over here, my grandmother didn't even have heaters. They still had an oven, stoves.
Wow.
They didn't have a bathtub, so really a cultural shock.
Wow. And that was in the 60s.
That was 70s.
In the 70s.
Yes.
No heaters.
No.
Wow.
Not everybody had that one. They didn't even have a TV.
Wow. Okay. Well, your mom must have really missed it to give up central heating.
But let's say it was a lot of playing board games, playing cards. It was a lot of interaction, though. The kids would play out on the street and some things that we didn't know, like from we would play on the streets, but only on the backside because the other one was a highway. So,
How long did it take for you to feel good about living here as a kid?
As a kid, I don't know if I really felt 100% good about living here, but I did appreciate it, definitely. But I have two homes. I have the States and I have Luxembourg. And I think it's also like two culturals in me because I know both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
I go over to Wisconsin and I'm at home. I come back and I'm at home.
That's great. So you moved here when you were 10. You were able to, with zero language, able to go into middle school transition. Fair enough. And then should we fast forward to, I don't know, how do you want to say you went to college? Where'd you go to school?
Well, I got my diploma as a secretary and was hired right away by the American Military Depot because they were looking for somebody who understood American English, which wasn't the case by 1979. Not many of them. That was more the British or the Queen's English, as we say.
Wow.
Phone costs were relatively high. And you can imagine, like, the only Luxembourgish military depot, it was a lot of international calls. So if I was calling Germersheim, Pirmasens, Cape Town, it had to be fast, right? I had to get the right people on the phone. When they were calling in, had to get the right people on the phone. That's where I started off and went on and did another degree later on. And yeah.
Wow. So interesting. So you decided, probably because you met your husband here, that you were going to stay here and raise kids here.
Yes. My mom sent me back at the age of 19 and she said, well, you're going to stay there for a month now and then you decide where you want to be.
She sent you back to Wisconsin?
Yeah. Yeah. For vacation, you know, to stay with my aunt. And then I decided, like, I had already been starting in the working world. And I decided, like, I knew both sides. It was like, oh, Social Security in Luxembourg is great. I'm a single child. If I can't make it over there, who's going to help me?
Wow.
My grandmother was pretty old already at that time, living in a nursing home. So it was like, you know, and I had already met my husband. So it wasn't that long, though, but I wanted to go back. It was my boyfriend. And so I missed him as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So I came back.
Okay. That is just so interesting to me that as a 19-year-old, you already were aware of the social safety nets of Europe versus the States.
Well, let's say as the military depot had just started out over here in 1979, I did not only do the phone. I helped out all over. So it was like human resources was the other part that I did. I've always been doing my entire professional life through. So it was like, I knew about Social Security. I knew how to handle that. I knew how retirement was calculated. And
wow, what an interesting career you've had. I want to fast forward to your involvement in the American Women's Club. And I want to talk about the holiday stuff.
So fast forward to the American Women's Club. I got dual citizenship 2009. Applied for a job at public administration.
Wait, I got to ask you, dual citizenship 2009, that's relatively recently. So when you came here, you were American that whole time because you're American by birth?
Yes.
Was it hard to get Luxembourgish citizenship? Because your mom was.
Third countries weren't allowed to get. I would have had to given up my American citizenship, something I didn't want to do at that time.
Wow. So you became dual national.
And started working for public administration, but didn't need any more English. So I was actually losing my English.
Wow.
Because I couldn't practice it. And reading and watching TV and talking to my friends on the phone wasn't the same as everyday conversation. That's when I thought, I could help out at the American Woman's Club. First I checked out, started hiking, and then I thought, you know, this gives me so much of that home feeling again. Maybe I could help them out and do Luxembourgish classes. So I did Luxembourgish classes for casual conversation. And that's how I got involved.
Wow. Back in 2009?
No, 2018. This was by 2009, you know, going over, working to the government and then starting off with hiking. And
Okay. Yeah.
So slowly got into it.
And for people curious about the American Women's Club, so just off the bat, you don't actually have to be American.
You don't have to. No, we only got like 40% that are American. Over 60% are people from all over, women from all over the world.
But you do have to speak English, right?
Yeah, but even if it's not perfect, we are glad for everybody and we appreciate and welcome everybody who wants to be part of it. And it's fun because we have so many diverse activities from, let's say, from language classes over nights out, hiking, sue and tell, yoga, Pilates, game nights.
Something for everyone.
Yeah, hiking. We have a moms and kids group and our main charity is the Gifts for Kids, and then our Trunk or Treat, which raises funds for administrative costs of the Gift for Kids to make sure that 100% of all donations go towards the gifts for these kids.
Okay, so let's take that from the top. So starting with Halloween, which kind of kicks off, I think, the fall holiday season for Americans, if someone's not familiar with Trunk or Treat, what is that?
Trunk or Treat is like Halloween as you do it, trick or treat, going from door to door. We go from car trunk to car trunk. So, and we have that at a wonderful location, Miami University, MUDEC in Differdange.
Is that the castle?
That's the castle, exactly.
Okay, so it's a very cool, like,
it is very cool.
Ivy in the background,
exactly.
Kind of spooky, but not really.
And then they have it already decorated with pumpkins and stuff, and then we decorate car trunks and have candy in them, and we have a food truck, the Litzburger, that comes over. We have sweets and treats, and we create games for kids that they can do. So it's a whole afternoon of fun and spookiness. And
the kids wear costumes?
The kids are, yes, they wear costumes, and so do we.
I was going to say, do the grown-ups also wear costumes?
So we get a chance to be part of Trunk or Treat as well, and to 100%, right.
We're kind of getting off track of the holidays, but AWCL has a house that some member left to the organization. Is that true?
Oh, no, they got a special price on it, but they bought it. They rented that before, and the doctor who owned it, Dr. Wilhelm, he actually asked if AWCL was willing to buy it, and he would.
Oh, sell it. Oh.
Sell it to them, because they were renting it, I don't know for how many years, but yes, we have an apartment, which we call our clubhouse.
Which I think is so darling. I've been there. It's a very nice, very nice place. So it's an urban legend that some member woman left it to the clubhouse.
Yeah, that must be. I never heard of that because I know the history by the binders.
That's funny. Why do I think that? Okay, so one thing that really struck me, so we've been here for 3 years, about Halloween is that people have asked me, how do I trick or treat? Which as an American, I think is really funny. But basically, you can go with just your kids or you can get a group together. And if the house is decorated Halloween night, you ring on the doorbell and expect people, you say trick or treat and people give you candy. So at Trunk or Treat, same thing, except there's no doorbells.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And we had last year, we had short over 200 children. So
wow.
We weren't expecting that because we thought it might be a bit MUDEC Differdange, how many children will we get? Because it hasn't been taking place during COVID. And then getting back into it, it was, and then we thought this would be something new. The location is perfect. And we actually managed like to make it a huge success. And that's, we don't want to give this location up now.
Yeah, yeah.
For it's nothing in the world.
So full disclosure, I have been, it's great. I was very sad last year. I missed it because I was out of town, but we went the year before and it was, my kids loved it. And there was a legitimate amount of candy and a legitimate amount of costumes. And it's just great. It's a great, great event. So all of that money goes to the Gifts for Kids philanthropy. Is that it?
Yes. All of it.
So you buy a ticket and you're supporting Gifts for Kids.
Yes. It covers all the administration costs to make sure that whatever we get from sponsors or donors, that goes 100% towards a gift. All other costs are covered. And if it's more than the administration costs, a donation is made towards Gift for Kids.
Okay. So take me from the top. Gifts for Kids is the American Women's Club biggest philanthropy.
It is.
Of the year? And yeah. What does it do?
To go back, it was taken over from the Marines. They had the Toys for Tots. The American Women's Club was helping them with Toys for Tots. And then they actually asked if they wanted to take it over. But as Toys for Tots, we couldn't take that name. So we had Gifts for Kids. And Gifts for Kids is a project where we reach out to group homes, children homes, refugee homes all through Luxembourg.
Like foyers.
Foyers, are that's how they are called in Luxembourg, right. We ask them, we have a catalog with gifts, and we sent this gift catalog to them. And then we ask them if they would like, what the kids would like to have. And we provide gifts for kids from the age 0 to 18.
And the kids that live in these foster homes, either their parents are unable or unwilling to take care of them, like they're on drugs or they're in trouble with the law, or...
Oh, not only that. You know, it's I think that's even the smaller part. You know, for refugee homes, this is not the case at all. Other parts are that the parents are not in a housing where the Luxembourgish law thinks is good enough for the child. It might be no running water. It might be no heating. It might be something like that, like only one bedroom and you have three kids. So these parents can usually take their kids home over the weekend, but during the week they are.
Wow. I did not know that.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Or sickness, illness.
If the parents are too sick.
Yes.
How does the government of Luxembourg find out if they're living three kids to a bedroom or no heating or something?
So there are different places where you can reach out to, and these all are in contact with the court for children. So these things are being checked. The circumstances are being checked. There will be certificates provided. There are different people who get into this and do their researches, or it could be like coming out from the teacher. It could be coming out from a doctor in case of illness. Mm-hmm. These people need help. They don't have family around or...
I see. Yeah. Yes. So I don't want to give it away, but my son, where he goes to foyer, it's day foyer.
Oh, yeah. That's.
But there's a home there. And I see the kids in the morning coming out all dressed and getting ready for school.
Yes.
So those are the kind of kids that get the Christmas presents.
Yes. That is like they live there. And nowadays, it's not like the orphanages or what we know of, like these huge things. No, they try to separate them into smaller housings, like living like a family, like with only five children in that house or in that group. So, and it is more comfortable for the kids. I think it's easier for the educators and also easier for parents knowing that their kids are being in a place where they're doing well and have the possibilities, like to have someone help them with the homework, goes with them to the doctor if they can't. And being raised like kids should be raised and appreciated. And I personally know of different circumstances where this just wasn't possible. And this meant a lot to the parents that they got their child into this children home.
Because it's doing better for the kid than the parents can realistically do.
Because they couldn't afford rent anymore and they were just struggling and couldn't offer the kid what a kid deserves to have.
Okay, so the Gifts for Kids, these underprivileged kids, they get to look through a catalog?
Yes, okay. Or if not, it might be the educator who goes through the catalog and say, oh, this would be a good gift for her. Or if they're older, they can look themselves. And then if there's nothing in there that they don't like, they can get a voucher. And
does Gifts for Kids cover like all of the foster foyer homes in the country?
Well, last year we were over 1,600 gifts, and it was about 90 foyers. This year's I always do a lot of research, and I know that children poverty is increasing. So we're expecting about 1,700 children this year. As foyers have been splitted into smaller groups, there will be about 93-95 foyers.
Wow. So if you want to be on Santa's good list this year and do something nice and philanthropic, how can you get involved?
Oh, reach out to us at, as I already mentioned, awclux.com. You can find different ways. You can help us doing ornaments because we also set up giving trees. Our sponsors are companies that offer to put up giving trees where we then decorate these trees with ornaments. And then we have a QR code, which leads you to our website. We have different modes of payment. So you can pay through Payconiq, bank transfer, on our website with your bank card.
You're looking for cash. You're looking for donations. If you are a business, you can get a Christmas tree.
You can get a giving tree. It's not a Christmas tree. It's a giving tree.
Giving tree.
Yeah, I always have to watch out for that. But it's a giving tree. And then you have ornaments on it. And on each ornament contains the name of a child and a gift that they was looking for.
Oh, that's so sweet.
The age. And then you can donate to buy this gift. They're all in the same price range.
That's so sweet. So you get to really feel like you made a specific difference for the specific.
We take the names of the children and their ages, and then we are filling out these ornaments.
I love that so much. I did not know that. That's really adorable.
Yeah. This year we're changing. We used to deliver, but most of our members are now working women. And so delivering like 1,600 gifts to 90 foyers east to west and south to north. And even if Luxembourg is a small country, it's a lot. So we're asking the foyers to come and pick up on, we have two or three different days that we have chosen. And then we'll ask, for example, our sponsors or donators, if they would like to come in as well, and we will be there. And then we get to learn more about the foyers, their work at the foyers. If there are other needs that we can help them with, for example, not financially, but just like I had one of the foyers on the phone, and he said, oh, if you could help us and go with us like on an excursion. We have often people on sick leave and then we have to cancel because we don't have enough people to watch out.
Okay.
Or just organize a game night at the clubhouse and say, okay, this year we're inviting this group or this month and have them come over, have a movie night with popcorn, something different that they don't usually get. So we are thinking of different ways to help them all throughout the year and making gifts for kids, gifts throughout the year and not only for St. Nicholas Day.
That's so nice.
Yeah. And then this is why we need this interaction to be taking place at the clubhouse. So it will be a get together and an exchange of networking.
Okay. How early do you have to apply to get the giving trees at your office?
Oh, we usually carry them out by the end of November. So if anybody wants one, just reach out, send us an email, and we'll get right back at you.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about gifts for kids?
Oh, we also have the parties, like ornament and decorating parties where we work on these ornaments. Because you can imagine, as I said, expecting 1,700 gifts, there are 1,700 ornaments that need to be written.
Okay. So there is an opportunity to volunteer your time.
And strings to be attached to the ornaments. And we need for our giving party when they come to pick up the gifts. We will be needing bakeries or whatever you want to give or help out with people who will help us sort the gifts. We have tons of little tasks. And I don't think it doesn't have to be a regular obligation. If you just want to come in for one evening or one afternoon or one morning and help, you're welcome.
And do you need to be a member?
I don't know if you need to be a member. I wouldn't say so. You get to learn, you know, you're always welcome to come in for a try. And there is no obligation to become a member.
Okay. I do have to say, spoiler alert, though, I did the drop-offs back when they did them, I don't know, a year or two ago. And it was really moving. I really loved it. I felt it was really rewarding. I think if anybody goes and volunteers, they'll probably want to continue.
Yes. I got stuck with it ever since I started hiking.
Back in 2018.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. Should we go back to Thanksgiving?
Oh, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving at the clubhouse. We don't do anything at the clubhouse, but we always have a Thanksgiving dinner with a traditional turkey menu, but we also have a vegetarian one or a vegan one on request.
And when's that?
So that's on the 18th of November. At 7 o'clock at Comptoir at Place de Paris.
Okay. And you need to buy tickets for that, obviously.
Yes, you have to sign up for that. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have to be a member, probably.
Usually a member, yes. But as I said, you know, you got a first try for free. So just
whatever you're interested in.
Sign up. If there's a public sign up, anything we have out for a public sign up, you can sign up and come to.
Okay, great. So if you are looking to get some good karma before the year ends and be on Santa's nice list, definitely get involved in Gifts for Kids.
Oh, yes, definitely.
That's very sweet. So you need crafters, you need logistical people.
Yes, we need all the help we can get. And it's also fun for the community. Getting together, you forget actually what you're doing. You're chatting, you're having maybe a glass of Cremant as it is in Luxembourg, but you can also sit there with a glass of water, you know, and it's just fun. It brings the community together and gives you a good feeling.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say before we go?
Oh, thank you for having me.
No, about the American Women's Club.
The American Women's Club, I love the club. I'm kind of stuck on it. I think it's just worth to try out. And you can't force anybody and you can't. But if you try it out and you like it, always welcome to come back, you know. To me, it's giving and taking, right? I give to the community, but I take so much positive experience back home with what we're doing. And I'm not talking about me myself, but the club.
Like the more you participate, the more fun it is, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I think so. You're looking forward to different events or like, I love Trunk or Treat. And I said, you know, even if I ever step down as a president, I would like to continue working on the Trunk or Treat. I will always be a volunteer for that and for Gifts for Kids.
That's great. That's great. All right. Corinne, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Haley.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you like the show, I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to leave a comment, or better yet, share with another mom friend. And if there's a topic you'd like to see covered or you want to be on the show yourself, please email me at momlife@rtl.lu. And if you're feeling social, you can always reach me on Facebook and Instagram at Mom Life in Luxembourg. Thanks so much and have a great day.